Yeah, it is a special racing pulse on the road. And at Flemington, we've just wandered into the barn of Danny O'Brien and Ben Gleeson's assistant trainer here, looking after the Melbourne team at the moment while Danny's down at Bowen Heads. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yourself?
Very well indeed. How does the split work between Danny and yourself, Bowen and Flemington?
So we sort of try and split it, you know, 50-50 or 60-40. So Danny will probably head down there 3 to 4 days a week, and then I'll try and head down there one day a week, and Danny comes back for a couple. So we, yeah, try to get around and see both the stables. During COVID, it was a bit different, but Danny was down there probably 90% of the time and myself here. But now that life's getting back to normal, we'll probably share it a bit more.
And for the horses, what's their routine? Training down at the beach and then coming up here to headquarters?
Yeah, look, we try to get our horses down at Bowen Heads early in their prep. That's where we use the heavy sand, and it makes them work a lot harder and get some fit early days without having to really gallop them much. So that's sort of the basis down there. And then again, it's good for freshening horses up, and quite often after a race, we'll send them down there and get them in the salt water and helps them recover. And then most horses come up here when they're close to racing or trialing, sort of in the main part of their prep, really.
Got three heading to Caulfield on Saturday. We're standing outside the box here of Somerset Maugham, and just having a look at him, we were just watching one of the girls putting a clay on the forelegs. What's the process surrounding that?
Yeah, so just this sort of 1% as we try and do. A lot of our horses get ice after they work, and then this product called Swell Down, which goes in their legs. It's just aids in the recovery. It sort of stays in their legs for 30 minutes longer and reduces any swelling or sort of side effects of galloping, really. So it's just another aid to help be a better horse.
He's only lightly raced, but he looks a promising horse from what we've seen since he's come out here to Australia. How's he spelled, and what are you expecting first up on Saturday?
Yeah, he spelled well. He certainly earned his spell. He was in work for a very long time last prep, and you know that culminated in, I think, 3 wins last prep and some really consistent races. So he was a horse that we certainly saw thrive from, you know, being down at Bowen Heads and rotating between here and there. So we're hoping that after a good spell here and he's come back into the routine and process that he knows, he's going to hopefully take off where he finished. But yeah, look, he'll probably need the run on Saturday. Hopefully we can see him hitting the line and then setting himself up for better trips over the mile and up to 2,000.
He's come over to have a look at us. He's very inquisitive. He's got a beautiful head on him. Son of Galileo. I know Danny's had a lot of these Europeans in the stable over the last couple of years. What's it like working with some Galileos?
Yeah, he's a pleasure. I was lucky my time in Europe to see quite a lot of them, and they're beautiful horses, well temperamented, and he's no exception. So it's obviously the best sire in the world, and if you can train them right and get them in a routine, they're happy. You see them come to the fore. So thankfully we've had a few nice ones do well for us.
So he's drawn a good gate. Gate 2 each way. What are you telling punters on Saturday?
Hopefully he's hitting the line. He'll need the run fitness-wise, and if he can run top three, I'm sure he'll be a nice price to run into placings.
As we keep walking further down, 1,000 Wishes, which box is she in?
She's actually just back that way.
We just walked past her, have we? Well, tell us about 1,000 Wishes and how you think she'll go in the distaff.
Yeah, look, she had plenty of fitness benefit to come on from that first up run. It was just a pass mark, but we knew that the weeks in between she'll improve greatly, and she'll be suited there on Saturday in the fillies and mares grade and at that trip. So yeah, we expect her to run, you know, a lot more gallantly. She's got a nice draw, and I really think she can finish, be in the finishing of that race based off her work.
And you've got Iconoclasm, who goes around the Golden Mile. Now, Mytho didn't want Iconoclasm to knock into Mr. Quickie, but that's not the way it's worked out.
We still don't know. I think he's accepted in Sydney as well at the moment, so hopefully he's on a truck up to Sydney tonight, and which my rumours tell me he might be.
Oh, really? This has become a little soap opera. Yesterday, Philip Stokes said he's running Mr. Quickie at Caulfield.
Well, I don't want to eat my own words, but I think he might be on a truck up to Sydney. So, yeah, that'll be great if he is. And I kind of think he's got a nice draw. He always improves after a couple of runs, and I wouldn't be paying too much attention to his last few runs. They've just been a fitness builder, and he's sort of the Super Vobus horse of Australia. He always runs a super race, so hopefully can do that Saturday.
Up in Sydney, team went so close last week with the young Verdi. Did he come through the derby well?
Yeah, he's super. He was just here yesterday. He's now gone down to Bowen Heads for a bit of a break. You know, he's earned his time there, and we're hoping he's a stayer for the future. He's a Tavistock who's still a bit immature. We're hoping into the spring he's going to put on a bit more weight, and we'll target some big staying races in the spring with him.
Can Miami Bound add a Sydney Cup to the Oaks?
We're hoping so. I don't think there's a horse going to the race with as better of a lead-up as what she's had. She ran super in the Tancred, arguably one of the better races of the whole autumn. And if she can get things in her favour, which we're learning, she needs things to suit and clear galloping room, then we think she can be flashing home, and that 3,200 metres she'll be eating up.
And we'd previously thought of her as a wet tracker, but she seems to be performing well on firm surfaces now.
Yeah, it appears a good three, good four doesn't seem to bother her. And as I said before, I think if she can just get the runs to suit and clear galloping room, she should be flashing home. So no, we're not fazed by the track.
Can Starrell cause a bit of an upset in the Queen of the Turf?
Look, it's a very tough race. She's going super. We're just hoping that the drop down in weight and hopefully a nice soft run, which she's always better ridden very cold, which she was in the Vinery. She just sort of hit a bit of a traffic jam, and we certainly worked out she's a better miler. So hopefully those things in her favour. She can be running on, but obviously there's some very classy mares in that race. So if she can be thereabouts, then it shows she's a very good mare.
You've got a couple heading to Adelaide on Saturday, including one who looks pretty promising in what's a hot Aurora, and this is Pitcheron. He's just down there. What can you tell us about her? How good could she be?
Look, her improvement between each start has been huge, really. She came away and won really impressively there at Pakenham. She's a filly that we know is going to be better suited when she gets out to 2,000 beyond off her DNA that we took. And, we were very impressed with her last win. Obviously, I think Kieran and Dave have a pretty impressive Frankel in it, which I saw as drawn wide. So hopefully that might play a factor in the race. But, off her improvement, the step out and trip, I really think that she shouldn't be 40-1. She should be right in the market. And, we expect her to run a bold race.
All right, little each way play for the punters in South Australia. What about tonight? Can we have a winner tonight? November Dreaming.
Yeah, she's been trialling super. We couldn't be happy with her, and she's fresh and bouncing, and she's certainly a filly that when she's fresh and first up, she runs her best races. I think we've found a bit of a bit of give in the track that is, and I think she should be hard to beat, hopefully.
Everyone I talk to around here says you're a very good judge. So if you were going to stamp one for the weekend, Ben, what would it be?
I think Miami Bound should be a nice bet up there. Providing that she gets the right run to race to run, she should be right at the finish. I'll probably go pitching on each way, though.
All right, I like that. Good luck, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Good to catch up. Ben Gleeson, who is the assistant trainer to Danny O'Brien here at the Stables Live at Flemington. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, Lizzie Jelfs will give us her thoughts on day two of the championships. Trial files with Glenn Ingram still to come, and of course, Mickey Guerin as well.